This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can tune in on Sirius XM 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And of course, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. It's that damn simple, okay? You can hit rewind, you can hit pause, you can do all of the things. It's been a busy day. We're minutes away from kickoff between the Chargers and the Minnesota Vikings in Los Angeles. We talked about this matchup. I mean, the Chargers have started the season 3-0. They're now 4-3. Minnesota Vikings are trying to stay alive with their defense. They are 3-3. Still no J.J. McCarthy. Carson Wentz gets the call. When they get started in about 15 minutes, of course, we'll keep you up to date on that one. In 20 minutes from now, man, we know it's been a busy day in the NBA. All the gambling and arrests and guys like Chauncey Billups going in cuffs. We're going to have a conversation with James Herbert from CBS Sports. Covers all things NBA. There's more than arrests that have taken place over the past several days. We've had some great games, great performances. Vijay Edgecombe, Anthony Edwards, of course, Victor Wembanyama. We'll have that conversation about all things NBA with James Herbert in about 20 minutes. Okay, we got a lot to get into. Amy Dash will join us next hour to talk things from a legal perspective about what took place in the NBA today. And we already have talked about the World Series. Thank you so much to Julia Kreutz for joining us from Sportsnet in Toronto. Now I can take a breath, a short one. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And again, thank you to you for listening. If you want to be a part of the show, if you want to call, you want to communicate, you have a thought, you have an idea, you have a gripe, you have an insight, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Every place, all over the place, on social media. Man, Botcher, you watching the game in the well, you watching the kickoff of the Amazon game?
I haven't gotten to kickoff yet. I have NBA on one TV, and I have whatever New York sports are on the other one. So I'm going to switch over when it starts.
Let me tell you, I love, well, Tony Gonzalez, he's always been a smooth dude. I like it. He has the a salmon jacket on today. He's so bright out there on the field. Sitting at the desk. He got a nice salmon jacket, man.
Salmon's nice color. I don't know why people... Oh, I see it now. Yeah, it's not... That's a good color. It matches with his the shirt, too.
What, was he wearing a black shirt underneath?
I'm colorblind. It looks black. Might be dark gray.
Whatever color it is, he's looking nice out there. And shout out Carson Wentz. It looks like he's either praying or meditating before he hits the field. Whatever, and... See, Botch, is that a little too much? They got the camera all in his face while he does it. Is that doing too much?
Yes. But he also, he's probably had that on the sidelines, too. So I think he's used to it. It's just, I've never seen it in the tunnel before.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is praying in the tunnel, and the camera guy's all up in his grill, just like in his face. Like, all right, give him a break. You know, he's praying not to throw interceptions. He's praying to stay healthy throughout the game. Give the guy a damn break. And they're going to get started in about 15 minutes. We've discussed this. Botcher and I both believe that this is going to be a closer game than people expect. Minnesota has a very good defense. You got the Chargers, who've been rather inconsistent offensively, especially with the trouble and injuries to the offensive line. And Justin Herbert's had to go out there and do a lot. And so we'll keep you up to date with the game when it gets started. Big plays, big moments, etc. 888-710-4ISN. You know what? But I do want to hit the fast forward button to Sunday, because that'll be the next time that we get a primetime game in the NFL, of course. We got the World Series tomorrow in primetime. Sunday Night Football. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on, well, the Green Bay Packers. Now, why is this important? Well, you might recall that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. At the same damn time, Aaron Rodgers was formerly the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers until they drafted Jordan Love. He won two MVPs, but even throughout all of that, you know that he was on borrowed time. And so it doesn't matter how many MVPs he won. It doesn't matter about the Super Bowl victory. All good things have to come to an end. And it appeared like a little bit of deja vu for Aaron Rodgers, who had to sit 3 years behind Brett Favre. And so knowing that Aaron Rodgers' path, he's now 41 years old, had to leave Green Bay, spend two agonizing years with the New York Jets, is now here with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have a record of 4-2. Rodgers is not cooked. He's thrown 14 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. The last time we saw Aaron Rodgers was last week in that old man icy hot bowl where Joe Flacco and the Bengals came out on top. And so he gets a little bit of a couple days rest knowing that they'll play on Sunday night. And so knowing that Aaron Rodgers is going to take on his team, the game is in Pittsburgh, it is not in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers was asked if this is going to be a revenge game. Is he trying to get back at the Packers?
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. And this is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's happy to be on Sunday Night Football. I'm sure people are thrilled that he's going to be out there. I don't know. Is this a kinder, warmer, gentler Aaron Rodgers? He's not doing these interviews with Pat McAfee. We don't have weekly updates on what he thinks about the world and its issues and football. It's just, it's all football. And maybe it's because he's with the Steelers. Maybe it's because he continues to get closer and closer to the end of his career. I mean, Aaron Rodgers even pretty much said that he wants to end his career retiring as a Packer. And yet, a lot of that is performative and it's honorary. And that's probably how things should go for Aaron Rodgers. And he talked about his time with Jordan Love. I remember when Jordan Love was drafted, Aaron Rodgers basically threw a fit. He said it, he was sitting around, and when they selected him, he was a little bothered that he had no insight. The team didn't give him a heads up. He said he had to take a shot of tequila, a big shot of tequila. But he says with Jordan Love, he appreciated working with him.
I texted with him last week, because they had played a couple common opponents. So we had a couple texts back and forth. He's a great kid, man. He really is. I enjoyed my time with him. I'm not surprised by how he's playing. He's playing great. His progression was like mine, kind of where you just kind of first year, you're getting your feet wet. Second year, you feel a little bit more confident. By the time the third year comes around, you're ready to play.
Why couldn't we get this over the past couple of seasons? Bacha, where was this version of Aaron Rodgers? Like, where was this version of the guy?
There's probably three words to describe this. New York Jets.
Oh, wow.
That's all you got to say. It's a mess there.
Well, he was kind of being a jerk on his way out of Green Bay, too, now.
Yeah, but there was a contract issue there, and he felt unwanted because maybe they wanted to move on. So I don't fully blame him for the Packers departure. It seemed like a mutual understanding that this was it. New York, he just walked all over them. And he took advantage of every step.
Yeah, he was the boss. Could you imagine if Woody Johnson said what he said about Justin Fields, about Aaron Rodgers?
He definitely has behind closed doors. That's the thing.
No, no, no. But it doesn't matter what he says publicly and not privately. Could you imagine if he would have said what he said about Justin Fields out loud to Aaron Rodgers? Could you imagine what Rodgers would have said in response?
Yeah. He would have been a McAfee or somewhere and just completely shredded everything that Woody has done in the past year.
He would have killed him. I wish, you know what? I actually wish that that was the case. I wish that that was the case because, as a matter of fact, Justin Fields, he actually responded this week to Woody Johnson. If you don't remember what Woody Johnson said, he basically trashed his, I guess, former starting quarterback. Aaron Glenn says that we will not reveal, you know, who will start the next game for the New York Jets because of a competitive advantage. Sure, fine, whatever. But Woody Johnson just took Justin Fields to the woodshed. Have you seen our quarterback's rating? If we had a quarterback who could actually go out there and complete a pass. This is what he said at the owners' meetings a few weeks ago. Well, actually, a couple days ago, too.
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that that we've got, you know. It's, I mean, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope, then? Gives you hope?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good. You know, we got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something.
Oh, my God. The owner's not supposed to be crapping on his players like that. Oh, if we could just complete a pass. Or if our star could just knock down a free throw. I mean, well, damn. You thought Doc Rivers, you know, answering a question about Ben Simmons and whether or not he could win a championship with him, Doc Rivers was just like, man, I don't know. If you thought that was bad, man, just imagine if the owner took a dump on you like that. And so the media, of course, it's the Jets, and Woody Johnson can't help himself. He just creates an additional story for his quarterback to worry about. The reporters run up to Justin Fields, and of course they ask him, hey, your owner just killed you publicly. Are you okay with that? Does that bother you? Are you feeling hurt? Did you talk to him? Listen to this.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. You know, of course, everybody knows, you know, I need to play better. We need to play better as a team. And of course, you know, no matter how, you know, the offense does as a unit, you know, I'm going to get the blame. And I understand that. That's just what comes with the job. But honestly, it's what comes with it. So you can't let anything kind of affect your mind, my mind. And that is what it is. No.
Oh, come on. That wrong answer, man. You're not supposed to stand there and go, oh, yeah, it hurt my feelings. Oh, yeah, this makes me cry. But to say that it doesn't bother you, you say, yeah, I'm bothered. You know, I play for the New York Jets. I'm bothered by my own play. Nobody is more bothered than I am. And so, yes, I understand the owner's frustration. Everybody's bothered, including me. That the fact that he's so passive against it is not good. And I think it's indicative of who he might be as a player, who he is as a person, how aggressive he might be, or the lack thereof. And that's not a leader. It's not. I mean, you have to choose your words carefully. I mean, we had Tua Tagovailoa, who actually told the media earlier this week, yeah, it's not easy for me to lead, and I'm trying to balance being a leader. And it's like, bro, the first thing you need to do is not throw your teammates under the bus. Stop saying stupid things when they put a microphone in front of your face. And then maybe people will follow you. But if you're leading them straight to the depths of hell, why would I want to? And so for Justin Fields to be asked whether or not he was bothered by that, man, there's a way that you answer the question. And it doesn't appear that he's prepared for any of it. It's kind of sad. He says, you know what? I can understand criticism. From anybody. It doesn't bother me.
No matter if it's, you know, him, no matter if it's, you know, family members, even teammates, sometimes there's going to be times where you have to be the only one who believes in yourself. So, you know, like I said, that's his opinion. And like I told you guys after the game on Sunday, I'm at peace. And all I'm focused is right now is working each and every day and getting better. So,
man, that ain't his opinion. You suck. You suck. You know you suck. You got to do better. Just say you're not happy. Everybody's not happy and keep it moving. You hear Ryan Bosch say, hey, it's the New York Jets. This is what you get when you have an owner who can't even get out of his own way. When you have an owner who's causing problems and issues for his own players, man. The New York Jets are a joke. I'm pretty miserable. Oh, yeah, by the way, good luck to Aaron Rodgers. I'm not rooting for the guy. Well, no, I'm not. I can't say that. I'm not rooting for either one of them. I'm just happy that, at least for right now, Aaron Rodgers sounds like he's at peace. And maybe also that's partially due to no longer being a member of the New York Jets. Yeah, we got Sunday Night Football. We got the Packers and the Steelers. The Packers are going to be in the building in Pittsburgh as we have Aaron Rodgers taking on Jordan Love. That's Sunday Night Football. We're seconds away from kickoff here in Los Angeles. Thursday Night Football between the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll keep you up to date on this game once it gets started, as we have Carson Wentz starting in place of an injured, still injured, unavailable to play, J.J. McCarthy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. How about this? Of course, we have footage. Well, not over the airways, but we have footage that exists of Chauncey Billups leaving his arraignment. No handcuffs, you know, getting ready to walk to his car. Not a fun scene for him in Portland, Oregon. To talk all things NBA, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we're going to be joined by James Herbert, who covers all things NBA for CBS. We'll have that conversation with James on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, today's been a busy day. The NBA season just got started two nights ago. The NBA has dominated the headlines, unfortunately for some of the wrong reasons. We have some great performances that we've seen from guys like Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, Vijay Edgecombe. And then, of course, we all learned earlier today the arrests of not just Terry Rozier, but the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers and Chauncey Billups. To talk about the past few days and what we've experienced, what we could expect over the next few days, weeks, and months, joining us right now is someone who covers all things NBA for CBS Sports as a writer. Welcome to the show, James Herbert. James, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
No doubt about it. What was your level of shock? Given all the news that came down earlier this morning?
I wasn't shocked that this came up again. I wasn't expecting it this morning. I wasn't expecting it this early in the season. That timing is interesting to me, and I had no idea that Chauncey Billups was going to be a part of this story. I didn't know that it was going to take a twist and a turn. I think if you've been paying attention to this story, this investigation into this gambling ring has been going on for a couple of years now. You knew it was an ongoing thing. You knew the Jontay Porter story was not the end of that story. But I didn't know there was going to be this separate but related investigation into rigged poker games. So that part of it completely blindsided me, and I spent a lot more time today reading the ins and outs of that and reading these indictments and getting up to speed on all of that. Honestly, I've spent like as much time doing that as I've spent like catching up on games from last night. So it's been an interesting first couple of days of the NBA season.
It certainly has been. Well, James, we just saw that. Well, there's footage now online of Chauncey Billups walking out of his arraignment. But we know he just got a contract extension to help lead this young Portland Trail Blazers team. He's now placed on leave. Tiago Splitter is now going to take over as the interim head coach. Who knows how long that lasts, or whether or not Chauncey even gets the job back or is welcome back in the NBA. What effect is this going to have on a Trail Blazers team that they're trying to put the pieces together for?
I mean, I think it's immediately very destabilizing. You know, it's an opportunity for Tiago Splitter. I mean, the rest of the coaching staff is there. It's not like it doesn't sound to me like they are immediately going to just outright dismiss Chauncey Billups and try to replace him with somebody else. But yeah, of course, it's a shock to the system. I mean, even if it were under like totally different and less fraught circumstances, just if you have your head coach taken away from the team in the middle of the season, let alone like basically right at the beginning of the season after training camp, that's going to be disorienting. It's going to change the way that staff works, just in terms of even practical stuff, like who was doing the various scouts, how were you, you know, assigning the duties at practice in terms of who is leading, like what drills and all of that. Like everybody is going to have to kind of band together there and make up for the absence of Chauncey Billups, who was the guy that was supposed to be setting the culture for that team. He just signed an extension. Everybody seemed happy with the defense that the Blazers had played in the second half of the season last year, and they wanted to kind of bring that momentum into this year. Obviously, it is extremely disruptive. Like, this becomes the biggest story around the team right now, not just, you know, how Shaedon Sharpe is developing, like what Jong Hansen looks like in his first season, and how Denny Avdija can build on what he did last year. Like, no, like, this is, there's no real way to sugarcoat it. I think for the Blazers, as these games get played, like, they're going to have to still show up and play, and they're still going to have to go to practice. It will get more normal for them. If Billups is out for an extended period of time, you do adjust. I mean, the Spurs went through this under obviously completely different circumstances last year with when Pop stepped away, and they didn't know exactly how long that was going to be with Mitch Johnson taking over. You get used to it, but I mean, this is obviously not the plan, and it has to be extremely just strange for everybody in that organization right now.
Yeah, James Herbert is joining us. He covers all things NBA as a writer for CBS Sports. Well, we know the Portland Trail Blazers, they most definitely are a young team that has now been thrown into quite a bit of turmoil with the arrest of Chauncey Billups. Last night, and unfortunately this was overshadowed with the news today, Victor Wembanyama, 40 points last night. You got the San Antonio Spurs who go over the Dallas Mavericks. And Victor Wembanyama, if he can do this, and I don't think anybody's expecting 40 a game, you know, every single night. But what are your thoughts on what this guy can do?
I mean, he's an unprecedented player. He has absolutely no ceiling. I think he was the player I was more excited to watch than anyone else in the league coming into this season. But even I couldn't have forecasted a debut like that on opening night, to just do absolutely everything on both ends, to make, like, I don't know, like half a dozen like unbelievable highlight plays. That might be conservative. He was dominant on the defensive end. And then offensively, I mean, he looked like a completely different player than he was last year. I mean, you saw some flashes of it in the preseason. You've been paying attention. You've seen the sort of the stories about him going and spending time with everyone from Monks to KG to Hakeem Olajuwon in the offseason. He clearly took his summer extremely seriously in terms of working on his body, working on his game, and honestly, I think even working on his mindset. That's one thing. Like, if you just look at the way that he was attacking the basket in this game, and not forcing it exactly, but getting all the way there when he needed to, and then if he was cut off, he'd make the smart, simple pass and get his teammates open looks. Like, I thought his decision making was really good, but his mentality was to go in there and try to rip your head off. And he's the most sudden dunker I think I've ever seen in my life. Like, you think he's too far, he's not going to get there, you think he might be about to give it up or take a floater or something, and all of a sudden he's just at the rim. Part of that is just he is the longest player that you could possibly imagine, so he just has these crazy dimensions. But I mean, it's the ball handling has improved. The passing has improved. He's just so in control of his game right now. And I mean, if he plays like this, and I don't, like you said, I don't mean 40 points a night, but if he plays with that kind of mentality, and if he's as efficient as I think he can be, I mean, he's going to like force his way into the MVP conversation this year, which doesn't shock me. Like I sort of thought that was going to happen coming into the year, but it just makes you wonder, like, how good can this Spurs team be if Wemby is already, like, you know, a top 5 or 6 player in the NBA?
Well, James, outside of Wembanyama, we saw VJ Edgecombe come through and drop 34 points. Well, Wembanyama also went out there. He opposed Cooper Flagg, who made his professional debut. Is there another player, a young player, that you expect to take a big step this season?
I mean, I think there's a lot of younger players. I mean, if you want to stay with the Spurs, I thought Stephon Castle was really impressive in their first game. It was both ends too. Like, he was getting a lot of deflections out there offensively. I mean, you just cannot keep that guy out of the paint, and I think that's really impressive because you would think teams would just be able to kind of lay off of him. He's not the most threatening pull-up shooter in the world, but he has such control of the ball. He's able to kind of operate with a lot of poise out there, and he just, it's sort of like Wemby. Like, he was just a killer in that game. He was so aggressive. He is obviously one of the more athletic guards in the NBA, but he actually uses that athleticism all the time. It's not just like you see this when he's out there on a 1-on-0 fast break. Like, he has a really aggressive attacking mentality, and I thought he looked like he had gotten better over the summer. This was already the rookie of the year last year. He's a guy, he's a little bit divisive within the NBA in terms of some people kind of having different reactions to his rookie year. But I think in San Antonio, they were always really, really excited about that guy. And I think even more so coming off of, night one.
Well, James, let's talk about some of the old guys. We got some teams that are very old, like the Clippers. And we have LeBron James, who is old. He's currently not playing with that sciatic nerve issue. I mean, we got a game going on right now between the champs and the Pacers, a little bit of a rematch with Noah Halliburton. And then tonight we got another old squad as the Nuggets take on the Warriors. When it comes to these older teams, is there one of these squads that you think legitimately has a chance to compete, or is time kind of passed a squad like the Warriors and Clippers and maybe Lakers by?
I think for the Lakers, I wouldn't put them in quite the same category because, I mean, yeah, LeBron is older, but that's not really how the whole team is built. I think they're kind of in a transition phase where they're kind of trying to build a contender. I don't think time has passed them by as much as, like, they're not there yet. Now, when they are there, will LeBron be on the team anymore? Honestly, probably not. But I think they're in a little bit of a different category. As far as the Clippers and the Warriors, going into the year, I was pretty high on both teams. I don't know what in the world happened to the Clippers last night in that game against Utah. I don't expect that they are going to look like that for the rest of the season. I think they do have a chance to be a really good team. They're an extremely, extremely deep team. I thought they looked really good in the preseason. I don't know that I see them as like an inner circle contender, but they're kind of like right there in that second tier. I think the Warriors, though, maybe not like on the same level as the Thunder and the Nuggets, but I think if anybody else is going to challenge one of those teams, if anybody else is going to be in the Western Conference Finals, potentially make the finals, like that would be my pick. Like, I love the construction of that team. I love the way that they looked in their first game. I was honestly, it's not just the old guys. I was quite impressed with Jonathan Kuminga, just his approach in that game, not just the shooting, but the decision-making, I thought, was improved versus what we've seen in the past from him. And then, yeah, I mean, I think those old guys can all still really play. I mean, they were awesome at the end of last year, and I think Al Horford, he brings a lot to the table for that team, what he does on both ends. He takes nothing off of the table. He spaces the floor for everybody, and he does that while also being able to fit in defensively. And that is absolutely huge for a team like that.
Well, James, there's so many storylines between the teams and who's winning, who's losing, who's injured, who's not. And then, of course, we got the news that we received earlier today. There's Wembanyama, there's LeBron, there's Embiid, there's the Knicks, there's the Celtics. We can go on and on. With all the basketball, and the NBA is also built on storylines throughout the year, is this gambling probe, and we know these things can take months and sometimes years, is this ultimately just going to be another storyline hanging over the NBA all season long?
I think it'll hang over, but it won't be a thing that is kind of drowning out the attention from everything else the way that it did today. I don't think. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, the Kawhi Leonard story, the aspiration story with the Clippers. That was the biggest NBA story for a while there while nothing else was going on. The difference now is this dropped while there were a ton of things going on actually on the basketball court. But I think much like the Kawhi one, it's like there has to be some sort of newsy element for people to keep talking about it. And I think that will dry up pretty quickly until there's an update on these cases. So, yeah, I mean, I think the aspiration thing will hang over the Clippers all year long. It also won't be something that we're discussing every day as you and I do our jobs. And I think that's sort of the same thing with this case. Like, it is an enormous story right now. It clearly will have consequences for the people involved in one way or another. And I think there will be, you know, updates to this story. It's an ongoing investigation, obviously. But, you know, I do think we will be able to get back to just mainly talking basketball fairly soon.
Yeah, I think hopefully very, very soon. We know this NBA season is going to roll all the way to June. So it's going to be quite a while. Hey, James, I appreciate you coming through to have a chat with us, at least at the onset of this season. Tell everybody where they could follow you, find your work with CBS. Fill us in.
Yeah, all my stuff is up on cbssports.com in the NBA section. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, James. Always a pleasure having you on. Make sure you go ahead and check out James Herbert. Covers all things NBA for CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is a busy Thursday. We got Thursday Night Football action. We got NBA action. We're waiting for the World Series tomorrow. It's been a busy day. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. To get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, my God. You know, what type of jerk? I guess I'm not a jerk. When I hear what he just said, you don't throw around nastiness and saying mean things. Like, Sean Payton automatically comes to mind. Like, I mean, we heard Woody Johnson kill his own quarterback and Justin Fields. Justin Fields responds and is like, I don't care, whatever. He has his own opinion. Like, it sounds soft to me. And then I'm hearing saying nasty things. I'm like, this Sean Payton being shady to his former quarterback and Russell Wilson. It's just wild out here. And then Sean Payton, by the way, he responded to that. You know what? We'll get into that in a second. This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Learn how it's so much more than just another SUV at HyundaiUSA.com. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Eric is calling us up from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm sure it's cold up there. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Eric, what's up?
Well, I'd like to talk about the LA Dodgers. And I like the Dodgers for what they did in 1946. They gave a black fella to start where nobody else in baseball wanted him. First of all, he got a start in Montreal, so that was good for Canada. But the whole baseball world, as we know it, didn't want this guy, and the Dodgers came forward. Well, and
just for anyone who might be living underneath a rock, we'll use his name. It's Jackie Robinson, but go ahead. Yep.
Jackie Robinson, okay, yeah. And secondly, I've been following him since the days of Drysdale, Koufax, Fernando Valenzuela, and I loved the way their announcer called the game when he first came out and said what he said during the games. I don't have the words in front of me, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Vince Scully, yes.
Yeah, Vince Scully, yeah. And also, no surprise in the NCAA, the Ohio State Buckeyes, they're sitting on top. How are my Notre Dame Fighting Irish doing?
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish? I don't think they're going to go out there and repeat for a championship, but the Fighting Irish, they're not doing bad right now. They have it. What is their record right now? Yeah, they're 5-2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they're going to, you know, but the Buckeyes are just, well, just so dominant, right? It isn't funny.
The defense is absolutely nuts. You have a quarterback in Julian Sand who's moved his way into the Heisman, competition. So, yeah, they're rolling. They may actually go out there and win a championship this year. I take them Notre Dame.
And in the baseball, going back to the baseball, last year I took the Dodgers in 6 over the Yankees. Well, they did it in 5. I shouldn't say this because I'm a true Canadian, but I'm hoping I'm wrong. But I'm taking the Dodgers in 6 this time around. And I'm hoping I'm wrong.
You could still be a true Canadian and tell the truth. That doesn't mean you're a liar by just evaluating the facts.
Well, yeah, I know. But, I mean, you know, I grew up a Canadian, and the Blue Jays are the cardiac kids. They never give up. But, I mean, the Dodgers are just so – they got so much power, so much, you know, everybody on that team – well, in the top 5 or 6 guys can destroy you in a spare of a minute.
Nah, well, we'll see. Well, you enjoy it either way. What are you gonna lose friends by saying you think the Dodgers are gonna win? You gonna lose friends or something?
Yeah, probably. They'll probably say, "What kind of Canadian are you?" You know.
Oh, damn.
I mean, I'm just going with the facts. I mean, the Dodgers have been there next to the Yankees. They're the most dominant team in baseball, as we know it. So.
Okay.
But the Blue Jays are the Blue Jays, and they just don't give up.
All right. Well, Eric, you enjoy the series, and don't tell any friends how you really feel about the series, okay?
And they already know.
Oh, well, damn. Well, they're still your friends, then, I guess. Hey, we'll catch you soon, Eric, okay?
We'll be talking to you probably next week sometime.
I'll be right here, Eric. Appreciate you for calling from Nova Scotia, okay?
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Eric. I think I'm allergic to Eric. Botcha, say something.
Yeah, that was interesting. I'm surprised that he's being realistic about the Blue Jays.
You don't think Canadians are realistic? What you trying to say?
I would be fully delusional if the team that represents my country was in the World Series. Like, I wouldn't even, deep down, hidden. Like, it would be in a box, in chains, that it'd be like, okay, I think the Dodgers are going to win. But if it was right near me, I would say 100% the Blue Jays are going to win. And just try to ride the momentum.
I appreciate Eric because he's being logical. Like, I can tell you, and it's not so much I feel Blue Jay fans, but like there's so many Toronto Raptor fans from over the years that I've had to interact with, whether it be on NBA TV or just wherever. Like, Raptor fans just they overshoot their shot on what they think their team is. And sometimes I don't think it's living in reality. So is that the type of delusion that you're referring to?
Yes, that is the exact type where it's kind of like you overrate your team to the point where you think they will not lose to an obvious giant.
Okay, all right. I can't relate. I cannot relate. The team is good. It's good. If it's bad, it's bad. I can't relate. Maybe I need to live in Toronto for a while. Even that, I think it's too far gone. I'm too out of the system there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got a score up here on the board for Thursday night football. We got the Chargers. By the way, apparently Justin Herbert a pick six that was then overturned. They were like, hey, the ball was not intercepted. It hit the ground. And so the Chargers have answered back here. Gadsden, 8-yard touchdown reception from Justin Herbert, and the Chargers now lead Minnesota 7-0 at home. That was a hell of a drive. Almost 8 minutes, 83 yards, 14 plays, and then these Chargers go out here and get the job done early. We just heard as well from Rich Ackerman, we got two NBA games on the slate tonight. This is like a miserable version of a NBA Finals that we just got. The Thunder are beating the Pacers 54-47. And in about an hour from now, we have the Denver Nuggets who are going to be on the road to take on the Golden State Warriors. That should be a good one. The Nuggets are going to make their debut tonight. We know that they've added in some additional pieces, bringing back Bruce Brown, also adding Cam Johnson from the Brooklyn Nets. And Bacha, your favorite guy is now podcasting, Porter Jr., is he podcasting? Did he get in trouble in New York yet? Well, what's his deal?
He is there to just throw up three-pointers and do whatever he wants until the trade deadline or even next year. He can basically do whatever because nobody cares about the Nets. They'll just know his name, so they won't even try to talk about anything else going on with the team.
You think that he's not going to want to stay in New York just to experience it? I mean, he's gotten a big contract. He got a championship. I think he has no desire to do anything but just hang out in New York and be a funny guy.
I from what I saw last night from Michael Porter Jr., that was by far, after the first 5 minutes of the game, the least amount of effort I've seen from an NBA player in 15 years. It was an abomination to where him and Cam Thomas just refused to play defense once the team turned the ball over. Once or twice in a row, they gave up the entire game, and they got benched for it.
Well, get used to it, nah? No, right? Yes? Well, maybe you already are, right?
I'm used to it, but this was to a new level where you're getting paid like a starter, a high-end starter, and you're giving up. You're supposed to be a leader on this team where a coach preaches effort and toughness, and you provided none of that. Hopefully it'll turn around to the next game, but it was a bad introduction.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Brooklyn. He's been very busy, to say the least. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll keep you up to date on this Thursday night football matchup between the Chargers and the Vikings. Let's see if Carson Wentz can throw a touchdown before he throws an interception. Now, I wonder what the bet would be on that one, but betting is bad today. Go ahead and ask Chauncey Billups. As a matter of fact, next hour, in about 30 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Amy Dash. She is a legal analyst here for Odyssey and Odyssey Sports. We'll get her thoughts on what took place today, how long things could kind of take to shake out. A lot of questions that, well, I, not a lawyer, cannot answer. So we'll have that conversation with Amy next hour. If you want to call, you can certainly do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, I didn't forget people saying nasty things. We're going to talk about Sean Payton on the other side of the break. I mean, we got so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.